Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on November 22nd. Happy Friday, friends. Oh, the irony. Sometimes we have to wonder if branding execs at big companies have any self-awareness at all. Recently, JetBlue, the low-cost airline with a reputation for comfortable cabins, great free Wi-Fi, and better snacks, announced a new basic fare. You know, the cheap fares that are so Spartan they're borderline painful. The move has been met mostly with disgust. One man commented on LinkedIn that JetBlue has, quote, finally sold what's left of their soul to the devil. Many others responded that the company has followed its competition in a race to the bottom. And this is where close observers should be shaking their heads, because just 3 months ago, JetBlue launched a new ad campaign with a tagline, "Just all right doesn't fly here." The campaign was intended to call attention to what Ad Age savvily called "All That's Wrong with Modern Flying." Starring the All Wright Brothers, fictional alter egos of the Wright Brothers, the ads poke fun at, pretty much every other airline. Take a listen.
While the Wright Brothers revolutionized the way we travel, the All Wright Brothers had different plans for the airline industry.
What's the baddie?
What's the least we can do?
Let's do that.
Let's just say communication wasn't really their thing.
Excuse me, how long is the flight?
It's the time we're in the air. Any other questions?
But this campaign could backfire in the wake of JetBlue's latest move to offer its new Basic Blue fare. The airline's new low-cost service will offer bargain basement prices for tickets that provide mostly bargain basement amenities. Customers will either have to pay for seat assignments or wait until 24 hours before their flight to choose a seat for free. Blue Basic tickets are non-refundable and non-transferable, even for frequent flyers. JetBlue President Joanna Garrity argues that, yeah, it's basic fare, but it's a kinder and gentler one. Unlike its rivals, JetBlue will still allow budget flyers a full-size carry-on, but with the last-minute seat choices, one has to wonder whether a suitcase will fit in an overhead bin. The company argues that it has no choice but to offer no-frills fares. In an email to the Washington Post, JetBlue spokesman Philip Stewart wrote, "With competitors now offering basic economy on many routes we fly, customer behavior suggests our success is at risk if we do not disrupt this market by lowering fares without sacrificing the experience." Which raises two questions. One, is it really possible to offer a kinder, gentler, no-frills ticket? And two, did JetBlue really have no choice if it is to continue to compete? Well, to the first, JetBlue certainly hopes to convince flyers that its new Basic Blue isn't as harsh as, say, Spirit Airlines, which charges for everything from seat selection to a snack. To the second, well, a convincing argument could be made in JetBlue's favor. According to Garrity, online travel sites like Expedia and Travelocity are pushing travelers to choose the cheapest fares without considering the flying experience and what those tickets provide or don't. Last year, long before this launch, she told investors that she hopes JetBlue's new fares will attract those price-conscious shoppers, and that after reeling them in with cheap prices, the experience of flying JetBlue would win them over, presumably converting them into repeat customers. But just how persuasive is that "we have no choice" argument? Travel industry analyst Henry Hartevelt told the Washington Post that JetBlue customers don't appear to be requesting the basic fares. Rather, he says, it seems to be a defensive move, one intended to reclaim market share and revenue, now going to other econo-class airlines. But right after JetBlue did everything it could to remind travelers how miserable flying has become, no doubt questions will abound. Is JetBlue's newest move such a great idea? Or is it, in JetBlue's own words, just all right? From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.